Welcome back to Good Choices, the podcast that watches David Dakota's filmography so you don't have to. I'm Kelly.
I'm Rose.
Please don't. And by that I mean watch the filmography.
Yeah, we very much encourage you to know.
No.
Please stop.
Don't do it. And this month we're covering yet another 1313. We're back to 1313. And this time it is 1313, Giant Killer Bees.
We had so high hopes for Giant Killer Bees.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Defeated once again.
We can talk about the moment this movie literally, like, hits you in the face. But first, let me read the very brief summary on IMDb for you.
Yeah.
A young college student inadvertently unleashes a global biological disaster in the form of giant zombie killer bees. ...
That's the same one on Amazon, so let's get into it.
I guess technically the bees are zombies.
I guess.
They died technically, and they were not dead. Yeah.
Yeah, I genuinely cannot give any mental energy to the giant killer bees, because the rest of 1313: Giant Killer Bees has sapped my will to live.
Fair enough.
From me.
Fair enough. That's its real crime and its real power. So this movie opens with a guy giving a confessional to a camera.
Yeah, it starts out, like, promisingly enough. Like, mm-hmm. This could be, like, a sci-fi movie, a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
This guy apologizes for ruining the world with his giant killer bees. He's my name is Bennington.
Bensington,
yeah.
Yeah.
A fake name. And I am from the university, a fake place.
Yeah, and I am a bee scientist, most importantly. Yeah.
I apologize for the riots, the power turning off, all of these other things, and mostly ruining the world with bees. Like, if you're watching this, the world has been ruined with bees.
But also, he's like, if you're watching this, the world's been ruined by bees, you know, because you were there. Also, I think everyone's going to be dead by tomorrow, so I'm not sure who this is for.
If you're watching this, it's too late. If
you're watching this, you're dead. You're a skeleton.
I just needed to put this on you, because I'm already dead, so.
Yeah. Well, the power's out. What else am I supposed to do? I got some juice in this camera. I'm bored. My arm got broken, maybe by a bee. It all started a couple weeks ago when I sent my research assistant to the Caribbean.
Yeah, the Caribbean.
Yeah. This movie fooled me.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a lot of footage of not around the house. It's like, and I think I read on Letterboxd, I don't know if that's true or not, that like, it's footage from Puerto Rico. Like, yeah, they went somewhere else to film.
At some point, they went to Puerto Rico. These street scenes, these palm trees, these beaches, and then at the end of the film, this fucking fort.
Yes, the fort.
are in Puerto Rico. But this guy wanders around the streets of Puerto Rico and somehow arrives at the house.
He arrives at the house. Malibu. My note is just in caps. It says, it's house.
It's the fucking house. Again.
And while we see this, we see this other footage lulling you into a false sense of security. That maybe something else will happen. We hear that Bensington, B-Man, is doing his research here because he wanted to circumvent government oversight on his research. Cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of voiceover while this guy walks around. It's like, yeah, I did this because things. And the guy's walking and walking and walking. And
the soundtrack is panicking. Like, when the guy is not talking, the soundtrack is panicking, and I wrote that down, and then like robo monk chanting started, and I'm like, what the fuck? This is literally just an exterior of a building.
I don't know. There's like a nice street scene in Puerto Rico, and there's some like, is this an abandoned like hospital or
yeah,
like courthouse, also yeah, in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, which they like they imply, and I think they do an okay job with like there are never exteriors of the house from far away. They always use this footage of this like compound.
Yeah,
it's just like this is where we're working.
It's not.
It's not. It's the house. And his assistant's name is Redwood.
Redwood! A very human person's name.
Yeah, this is not a tree who is a man. It's a human man. Always human. I kept writing Redford, which is a human name.
No. RW is how he appears in my notes.
That's a good idea. And it turns out that in a week, the investors want results of some kind.
You said you could realive the bees, so
yeah.
Turns out, see that.
Turns out, whoever wrote this, whether it was David Dakota or this fake name that wrote it, who maybe is a real name, I'm sorry if you're a real person, screenwriter, clearly saw the thing about like colony collapse and saw that bees were dying and was like, bees "Fuck, that's dying. Bad." Yeah, and I mean, it is bad. And then he made giant killer bees about it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like, we're trying to revitalize honeybee populations. And we don't hear quite yet their idea of how to do that. But that's the work here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Redwood. What Benzington is doing. And that's yes. what Benzington needs Redwood to go check on at house. And at house, he... meet some, like, grad student assistants. Like, they're just playing soccer.
And yeah,
I wrote... Like, they're student assistants, but they wouldn't be student assistants if they were undergrads, right? Like, they would... These guys are trying to get their PhDs in bees, and they're just kicking balls.
Yeah, it's weird. So, like, he shows up, and there's, like, a guy whose whole job is to wear a coat and show him around. I didn't write down pretty much any of these names. Because they truly don't matter. But yeah, he's like, here are two, like, they're genius entomology students. And yeah, they're either master's or PhD grad students. And they're kicking a ball around. And Redwood is furious. He's like, why are these idiots playing soccer? And show around guy is like, they just worked for 14 hours. This is their break.
Yeah. This is Randy and Steve. And they like to kick balls. I don't know.
Yeah, they love soccer. And they're geniuses.
Like, let's cut away and let's cut back for a second. And here's Paul. He's the beekeeper.
Mm-hmm. He's looking at these banker boxes full of bees.
His bee boxes are in the exact same place the soccer field used to be, but not now.
Nope, yeah.
It's a different time.
It's like, don't go over there. We don't have bees there, but we're going to have, we have the bee audio. And you might get stung by bee audio, so just stay over here.
Anyway.
This is when we find out that they have some chemical or something that they're introducing the bees to.
Yeah, it's very weird. Like, Benzington wants what's-his-face to come here and deliver an additional additive to the bees to, I don't know, amp up bee life.
I think it's to, like, impress, you know, they just need something to show the investors. Like, things are not going well, so
we're going to have the bees Redwood. Steroids. So the bees that we do have are super good.
Which is weird, because the plan is already to, like, give bees steroids. Like, the plan is to genetically modify bees so that they are bigger and stronger and can withstand human intervention and climate change and stuff like that. And I'm like, do we know what the bees will do if they're bigger and stronger? And the answer is no, and no one knows.
No. Let's give them insulin or whatever.
Yeah. We'll get there in a second. We got to meet one more dude first. A janitor.
Yes.
His name's Charlie?
Here's Charlie. He doesn't wear a shirt, and he cleans up the rec room, which is the room where Beep Beep lives, just so you know.
Yeah. He's real bitter about having to take care of these idiots. He talks about them like they are younger than he is. Everyone is obviously the same age and brunette, pretty much. Yeah.
They're all 20-year-old.
Brown boys. Yeah. Redwood's like... I think your team is fucking sucks. And the guy showing him around is like, you haven't even met the guy in charge of the project.
Yeah, I showed you these three shirtless guys, and this
one of whom is a janitor. Like, yeah. Calm down about it.
I am also barely wearing a shirt. Let me take you to the guy in charge. His name is Lewis, and he is black, unlike the rest of us, who are white and brunette. Mm-hmm. He is also mostly useless, but he's trying.
He's trying. The actor is also trying, yeah. I think, maybe more than anyone else. There's also one girl here. I feel like her name is either Anne or Anna.
Anna. It's like, hey, Anna, the girl scientist who's gonna try and seduce you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we go to the lab, and for a second I'm like, is this a room we haven't seen? But it's just a really close shot on part of the kitchen.
It's just the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's like, let's get... Oh, wow. I have not gotten a good look at that hardware before on the pulls on those drawers. But yeah. They're nice.
Yeah.
But this is... Yeah, this is the kitchen.
Yeah. We hear that Lewis is, like, obsessed with this project. Like, he is always working on it. Redwood comes in and is like, I think you got a team of fuck-ups. And Lewis is like... No, they're, like, smart and they work hard. Like, I mean, some of them aren't, like, as passionate about it as I am, but
yeah,
we're doing our best,
you know,
here.
They're students. They got this job for a reason. You know, sometimes they want to play soccer, but they also, you know, work hard.
Yeah. Lewis is like, just because I don't take breaks, it's not like I expect no one else to take breaks. That's not
very cool. Healthy, Lewis. Thank you.
And at this point, Redwood is like, huh. All right. Well, I gotta go call my mom on your satellite phone. Yeah. I gotta go call my mom.
Okay, bro.
Yeah. And he, like, they film this phone call in the gym, and he's just yelling on this phone. He's like, hey, mom, how are you? And we see that this apparently is Bensington.
Yeah, it's Bensington.
Which I did not recognize him. I'm like, for a while, I'm like, who is this mystery man?
No, it's like, oh, it's your supervisor, but I know that your supervisor is fucking Bensington, so.
A man with a beard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's his apocalypse beard. He shaved
before the apocalypse. I don't know. Before taping that video.
This is when Bensington's like, put that extra additive in it. And so. And Redwood is talking in code, which is like, I don't know, the weather seems bad. Bensington's like, just do it, Redwood. Yeah.
So, okay, so the bees are not good. Got it. Put in the additive. Thank you.
Yeah, so weird, like Redwood comes back and then he just starts pulling out needles. And it's like, oh, are you diabetic? And he's like, yeah, my mom really got on my ass about taking my insulin. It's like, Redwood, you're an adult. Take your insulin if you need to. At this point, Lewis is like, I have to go get some important chemicals. You know where me and my lab keep my important chemicals? In the rec room fridge. Can you watch the bees for a second?
Sure, I'll watch the bees. There's not, like, a time for me to put these additives in the bees.
Okay. They talk about the bees escaping containment. Mm-hmm. Were these bees contained in anything?
No.
No.
We never see a bee other than big CGI bees later.
Yeah. We see them when they're little CGI bees. So yeah. When they're hanging out in what appears to be a glass ashtray on a counter. This is when he adds the additive, and by the time Lewis comes back, the bees are dead. Redwood says, are you sure they're dead? And Lewis says, they're bees! And he says more stuff after that, but I laughed too hard to write it down. Like, he explained the way he just said they're bees.
It's like, they're on their backs, their legs are in the air. They're curled up like
dead bugs.
Bees.
There was enough of a pause, though. It's like, wait, they're dead because they're bees?
Like, hey, did you kill my bees? I was out of the room for 5 minutes. Did you kill my fucking bees?
Lewis is immediately like, I know what was in the food, you know, the stuff I gave them. I've been doing these trials for weeks.
Have killed them.
Yeah. He says, I know none of it was capable of killing a bee. So yeah, he's just like, what the fuck did you do? And Redwood's like, me? What if it's your slackers? And it's like, they weren't here, Redwood.
I'm like, yeah, they worked their 14-hour shift, and they played some soccer, and they went to bed. They did not kill my bees in the last 15 minutes.
And again, they care about this project, Redwood. But I feel like he doesn't get any further with Redwood. Because Redwood's just like, whatever, man. I gotta call Bensington. And then it's like,
we're calling Bensington again.
For the first time.
Yeah, because I didn't call them before while you were out of the room.
But then he's like, the phone's not working. I can't call Bensington.
Yeah.
We find out later this is a lie.
No.
He just didn't want to call Bensington with Lewis there for whatever reason. Then the bees get big.
Yeah.
We see while everyone has left the room. They get to be like small dog sized. Like a lap bee.
They're quite large bees. Mm-hmm. And then the David Dakota movie kicks in.
Yeah, we had
until now we've been having a sci-fi movie for like mm-hmm. 19 minutes. Yeah. And now we're gonna have like 40 minutes of a David Dakota movie, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Where one of the soccer boys, I don't know which fucking one it is,
doesn't matter, yeah,
comes in to take a nap, and he takes a nap for 10 minutes, I think, so it's like 19 minutes. I wrote that down. I'm like, how long has it been? Only 19 minutes. Okay. And then he takes a nap for at least 10 or 12 minutes.
Yeah, and it's nuts because here's what happens. So, like, these two soccer bros part ways. One of them says, I'm going to go take a shower. And I'm like, okay, we're going to follow that one, obviously. No.
Yeah, later, but not now.
We see bee vision.
And yeah, we get, like, some yellow tinted and, mm-hmm. like, hexagonally filtered vision. But that's very, you know, intercut with just watching a guy take a fucking nap and touch himself for 12 minutes.
Yeah, it's, and it's nuts. This dude is just like, strip down to my underwear. The non-shower dude.
Yeah, let me take my clothes off. Let me lay down in this bed.
I'm going to lay down sideways on the bed. I am sweaty from soccer in the sun. And then, he touches his torso forever. And then he gets killed by a bee. the CGI bee gets him in the face. R.I.P. Yeah. Steve or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we see the other guy turn on the shower. So maybe he wandered around for a while.
Yeah, and then we get, not as long, but still quite long, like 6 or 7 minutes with this guy in the shower.
Yeah. And then his buddy shows up, who's now a zombie. And you can tell he's a zombie because what else would he be? He's got no makeup. There's no wound. He is just kind of slumping there.
Yeah, he's been bit by a bee. He's been stung by a bee, and now he's walking extra slow down a hall, down the upstairs hallway of house. He's gonna bite you in the neck like he's a fucking vampire, because that doesn't make any sense. So why not?
But also, he shows up, and the other guy's like, see, you finally decided to take a fucking shower. He's unbothered by his friend standing there silently.
Come in
like
here and wash my back.
Yeah, friend. And then the dude just touches him for a long time. And instead of being like, what are you doing? He's just like, wow, your hands are cold, because you're dead, I guess.
You're bee dead.
Yeah. I did take one of these montages times to write down zombie. B-E-E. And I'm like, I guess that's what I'll call them.
I don't know. I mean, Kelly, let me tell you.
Tell me.
Sexuality, not that strong. But if I had any attraction to a person, it is a hot boy. And these hot boys do fucking nothing for me. What? 20 minutes of a hot boy touching himself? Who is this for?
I don't know.
Who?
I mean, you know me. I'm aces the day is long, so.
I'm like, if it was for anyone, it should be for me, but it's not for me, so who is it for?
Here's a real question. Are these boys hot?
I mean, they're fit. There's nothing wrong with these boys.
No, they're, but like, Never have I very rarely, I'm sure there's probably been one or two in the full time we've been doing this where I'm like, that person's all right looking. But like,
no, they're good looking. They're not like, oh my God, I want to die for this man. Good looking. But they're good looking boys. There's nothing wrong with these boys.
I feel like the sameness of them undercuts all of them. You like, know, in a go.
They're chiseled. They're, you know, they're fine. Yeah. You could look out, if one of these boys is in a Marvel movie, they would have 10,000 people simping for them. But they're not. They're in a David Dakota movie, so nobody is simping for them. But, like, in general, in terms of their, you know, facial structure, their physique, their, you know, skin tone, their whatever, they're hot. And they're doing nothing for anyone.
No.
Not for me, so who for anyone?
Don't know. No. I feel like you gotta bring a lot to these movies if you're gonna get that charge out of them.
Yeah. But this is what they're for, right? Like, who's watching Who's watching this?
I mean, other than us, I have no idea.
For a reason, other than this. To be titillated, to be excited by sci-fi, circumstances? I don't think so. So
these are not that exciting sci-fi circumstances, unfortunately.
No. It's like, so what for? Who for? What for?
I don't know.
Yeah. That's what really struck me. It's like, I should be enjoying watching this man. His abs, his everything, his nipples, so many times, his nipples, slow motion, his nipples, and I just want to take a nap during this, and it's 10 minutes, and I could get a good nap in if the music didn't keep, like, being like, wow, 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 like, something's like, happening, shows up, oh no, now. It's just his nipple again.
Yeah, nothing is happening. Nothing ever happens.
Nothing ever happens.
Redwood makes another phone call.
Yeah, he does.
And he's just like, I had to lie about the phone earlier, Professor. And that's when I'm like, wait, this is Benzington?
Yeah, Benzington. Professor Benzington.
His name just trips off the tongue.
Benzington, you know, is the stupidest fucking name. I mean, a character in this film is named Redwood, and Benzington is still the stupidest. Yeah.
Benzington is surprised that the additive killed the bees. Like, it shouldn't have done that. And Redwood's like, well, it did.
Yeah, it fucking did. What do you mean?
I get distracted at the end of this phone call because Redwood wanders in front of a very cute print of, like, a bunch of seagulls on a shack roof. Did you see this thing?
No, I didn't notice it.
I took a picture. I'm going to tweet it. I did rewind the only time I rewound because I'm like, I got to get a picture. It's very, it's like cartoony in style, and it's like a dozen seagulls on a cute little beach shack. I like it a lot. If you know where I can get it, let me know.
David, call David, us.
Please. I would like to own Beep Beep and these seagulls.
Did you sell the house as is with the furniture? Because if you still have the furniture, I would like the Driftwood boots. Driftwood boots are good. Yeah, Kelly can have Beep Beep and the seagull portrait.
The weird, like, metal lizard at the bar could probably live somewhere. I think we'd find a home for that. Anyway... the janitor finds a big dead bee in Steve's room.
Yeah, there's a dead bee in the bed. And he's shirtless Charlie.
Yeah, he's like, damn, a bee.
Did this research student turn into a dead bee? No.
They briefly suggested, like, we don't know what might have happened to him when he got stung. Maybe he's turning into a bee, and I wish.
He could have turned into a bee and then died, because that's how bees do. They, like, sting you and then they die.
Yeah.
But no, they're just turned into underwear drones, which we'll see later to zero effect.
Yeah. I mean, they take out a lot of people, but... speaking of people getting taken out, Paul the beekeeper gets menaced by a bee. He very slowly runs away from Bee Vision, and then as soon as they're not filming in Bee Vision anymore, he runs faster, runs straight into a horde of zombies, and gets eaten. Oh no, he doesn't. He gets distracted by the zombies, and he's like, oh no, you're zombies, and then a bee gets him. Lewis has returned and finally noticed that the dead bees are gone. They're not here anymore. Also, they keep saying there are four of them. We only ever see two CGIBs.
Yeah. They've got these, like, storage crates with the, like, interlocking lids where you've mm-hmm. got to, like, you know, do the closure the correct way. That have the dead bees and also maybe science equipment in them. But, yeah.
We get a long interlude where Redwood takes a shower and nothing bad happens to him.
No. Yeah, another, like, 6 to 7 minute interlude mm-hmm. in a different shower. This is not the, like, red painted shower that we've seen before. We see him through a glass, you know, shower door.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, great. Love this.
Yeah.
A brand new shower.
these are the scraps. Then Anna comes to see him. She's like, thought you could use a drink. She's brought a bottle of wine and one small plastic cup. They don't drink anything.
She's like, I'm here to seduce you with wine. Also with me, the only woman in the movie.
Yeah. And it's like, I thought you were dating Lewis. And it's like, he is too busy trying to save bees. And then they make out.
He cares too much about science. And I suspect that you don't care that much. I mean, you care some, but not as much.
Yeah, it's weird. She says something to him before they start making out, and he's just like, I'm just trying to get a degree. If I weren't, I'd still be sleeping till 3 and skateboarding. And
so it's why,
like,
did I judge those other bros playing soccer so much?
Yeah, I don't know. But also, it's like, the way he says it, it's like, you're not getting, this is not an undergrad thing you're doing. Like,
you have really committed to this. This is not... You're not like a sophomore in college. No. You are trying to get a master's or a PhD.
Yeah.
You have committed to this.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Usually you don't try to get an advanced degree like that unless you care what you're doing.
You may be misguided in doing that, and you probably are. Facts. Sorry. But you came into it like... caring about it, and if you didn't care about it, you would quit.
Yeah, it's way too much work and money to keep doing it if you don't care. And that's the thing, like, in other scenes, it's not like he seems to not care about bee science.
He came here from the Caribbean or whatever.
Yeah, he's here to do his job.
To check on the other grad students who don't give a fuck. I'm the grad student who does give a fuck, but also I don't give a fuck, and I'd rather be skateboarding. What?
Also, Redford, I mean, spoilers,
Redwood.
I think Redwood, god damn it. Redwood, I don't know what you think you're gonna get out of having an advanced degree, because...
I'm gonna get the degree to continue to study bees, which I obviously care about.
Well, that's good, because it's not as if... But it's not as if you're guaranteed a nice paycheck.
I don't, first of all, obviously care about it. And, but if I did, I could.
Yeah.
Like,
anyway, they make out. 12%
of the time, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
They make out, and then Lewis shows up in his underwear, and I'm like, has he already zombified?
That's what I assumed. I'm like, oh, he's a bee person now, but he's not.
He's not. I mean, he is a dream person, because he very gently puts a hand on Anna's shoulder, and he's like, room for one more, and like, Redwood startles awake in what appears to be a post-coital.
The blue tone.
True.
That this was a dream.
This was a dream. Comes to nothing.
No.
Then
Anna is not in this movie anymore, I don't think.
We see one more thing of her, but first, we see the cardigan man who did the introductions.
Yeah, like, man wearing clothes.
Oh, he's back. And he, like, comes down the stairs and gets bowled over by a zombie and bitten. And then we cut back to the room. Redwood is still sleeping. Anna gets up, like, does a big yawn, wanders through a doorway, and then you hear, and then, like, a, and so she gets zombied off screen. Like, it's so unceremonious for these two characters.
The only woman in the
movie. Yeah. The janitor's like, fuck this, I'm leaving. I don't know why it's taken him so long. You found a big bee, I'd leave immediately. But this is, he finds redwood. Almost said it wrong again. He finds redwood.
Because it's a stupid name. No.
Deeply.
Yeah, no offense to you. All offense to Redwood or whoever named him Redwood. David.
And he's like, here, Redwood, I'm getting out of here while the getting is good. Here's a big dead bee. And Redwood's like, holy shit, it is a big dead bee.
Look at 14-inch bee. Yeah. 14-inch dead bee.
He takes it to Lewis, and it's like, where's everybody else? And Lewis is like, I don't know, napping, working on something else, who knows?
Are any of them still here? I have to get, am I supposed to be signing off on giving them credit? Because I think they all left.
Yeah, they're just like, I don't know where anybody is, because Redwood is like, should we get people together to look for Steve? And it's like, well, Steve, this bee is dead because it stung somebody. So,
like, Steve has not come to the lab in, like, 7 days.
Yeah. I mean,
should I send him home? What's going on with Steve?
Steve, hello. They have this discussion where it's like, Steve is probably dead because he got stung by a big bee. And if he's not dead, could
should
he return?
I find his body? What's going on with Steve?
They're like, Lewis, I think, suggests maybe he wandered into the jungle and we won't be able to find him. And it's like, why that? Like, what is,
there's Steve. Need to let Steve's parents know that he died in the jungle.
Or is turning into a bee man in the jungle? Like, we do not know what's happening with Steve. Occam's razor, you guys, he is probably dead and you should probably just look for him.
If he's not in the house and he hasn't been in the house for X days,
I feel like it's been one day, so.
I mean, yes, true. But if we're not in a David Dakota movie and it's theoretically been days, we should tell the authorities and or the university authorities and or his parents.
Truly anybody or everybody. They also briefly theorize that maybe Steve is getting giant wherever he is.
could be.
I mean, that'd be great. If he were a giant zombie, that'd be pretty fun. Yeah. He's not. He's normal sized. Lewis does a bee autopsy and Redwood goes to make another phone call to Bensington and we find out what the additive is.
Uh-huh.
Now, listener, I want you to just take a moment and what's the stupidest thing this additive could be? What's like the worst decision you could make to give stuff to bees?
I don't know, like Jägermeister?
I mean, like, bee poison, I guess, technically. But yes,
I gave like, Red Bull and vodka? I don't know.
I fed these bees various mixed drinks.
I gave them Four Loko.
Yeah. Redwood, I have the last stash of the last legal Four Loko, and I gave it to the bees. I figured they needed all the help
it's
they could
extremely
get.
Extremely expired, which only makes it more potent.
It's true. And more science. No, it turns out, before he became one of the world's leading bee experts, Bensington worked for NASA, I guess? Like, last summer, he became a bee scientist real fast. A meteor crashed to Earth.
Yeah.
And it had goo in it?
I put venom in them all.
Yeah, they're all little, they're all fucking symbionts now. The meteor struck and it made like extinct plants start to bloom around where it struck. Mm-hmm. And he's like, so I took a bit, bailed on NASA and became a bee scientist. Yeah. Now I've fed it to some bees.
They're all Bulbasaurs.
That'd be good. They're bee drills. This is a Pokemon crossover.
Yeah, bees. You got it.
And Redwood's like, well, there were 4 bees, and now we have 1 dead bee and no other bees, and
yes,
they got
some
out.
Some of them are dead.
Yeah, they got out or in, and maybe people are dying, and maybe they aren't, and maybe the bees will fly to other places. What do you want us to do? And Bensington is like, everyone's got to evacuate, and I will talk to the local government about killing the bees.
Bensington is like, oh god, the world is ending. I need to film my world is ending video now.
Redwood,
don't
I have
tip
to go
anyone off in case the world doesn't end. It wasn't my fault. If the world doesn't end, it wasn't my fault. But
if it does, I am sorry.
Sorry.
But yeah, he's like, he is like, everyone needs to get out of there. It's not like this is his evil turn or something.
Yeah, no.
Redwood hangs up the phone, goes to talk to Lewis, and it's like, we gotta get out of here. He's left us on our own. It's like, well, he told you you had to get out. Like, this is his plan.
He said, please leave. He said, I am initiating evacuation protocol. I'm going to call the university and tell you to leave my Malibu home.
Yeah. But Redwood is acting like they have been betrayed. Mm-hmm. Lewis, meanwhile, is like, I'm done with my bee autopsy. I have news. And Redwood is like, I don't want to hear your news. We got to go find everybody.
I'm sorry. You don't want to hear my bee news?
No.
You're telling me we don't need to evacuate because we need to do more bee research, but you don't want to hear my bee news? Okay, fine.
He's just like, you take one side of the compound. I'll take the other. We'll round up whoever. Then we'll come back and evacuate. Then you can tell me your bee news, I guess. And here's the cool bee plan. If you're outside and a bee comes at you, come inside. Get away from that bee.
Lewis is like, I hate this man. I hate all of these men. Most of them are bee drones now.
Yeah, Lewis is like, I'm a genius biochemist trying to help the world by saving bees, and I'm going to die amongst idiots. Great.
Fucking idiots in underwear.
Yeah. So Lewis leaves, and then hilariously, Redwood looks up, and it turns out a giant bee has been in this room the whole time.
Yep.
Like, just hanging out on the wall by, like, the vent. Lewis is gone. Redwood grabs a scalpel and kills this bee with a little scalpel and stomping on it.
Yeah. Sergeant this bee.
Meanwhile, the janitor is still taking forever to leave, and he gets jumped by zombies.
Yeah, sorry, janitor. You should have gone. You not have a car here. You should have gone.
Yeah. Take whatever path Redwood is about to take. Wander to Puerto Rico. I don't know. You had time.
Yes. Spend the next 10 minutes wandering through Puerto Rico. How'd you get here? No one knows.
Yeah, this is Redwood, quote unquote, searching the compound. This is footage from, and again, I'm like, ooh, a different place to look at. It goes on a very long time. Any tension that was in the film, none, no. Has been sapped out in negative levels.
Yeah, I saw a review on Letterboxd. It was like the first 20 minutes and the last 20 minutes. I'm like, I'll give you the first 20, but the last 20 was like mostly wandering through Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Like, good for David Dakota for sending this man. And I did not check whether this man was in another movie that actually filmed in Puerto Rico or not. But yeah, filming somewhere else. But no.
Yeah, and he wanders like past the sort of abandoned looking things earlier, and I'm like, oh hey, like an actual sense of outdoor geography. Like, this is what you filmed him walking by first to imply he was entering the compound. Yeah. And then he does end up at a fort.
Yeah, it has like the signage. Outside of these buildings that we saw before, and mm-hmm. that one street, and it's a full on, like, if you've been to the fort in San Augustine.
Yeah.
It's the same type of Spanish fort in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
He like walks by a sign that'll point you to like the visitor center yeah, and stuff.
There's tourist signs.
Yeah, there is.
There's chains. That same, like, there's like
long shot. There is just a woman with a purse. Like, mostly there's no other people.
Up, like, don't go in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, he walks around for a long time. And then ultimately where his wandering takes him is to the front of house. He took the long way, I guess.
Yeah. Back up the driveway.
Yeah. He sees zombie Anna and Paul. Remember them? And then he rushes inside.
They were characters for a minute.
Yeah. And while he's, like, dodging these zombies outside, Lewis goes back down to the rec room, maybe for more chemicals, and sees introducing guy who bites him. Because he's a zombie. Redwood comes back inside, his cool bee plan. And is like, these doors should hold them. There is a zombie in the rec room. We never revisit that. And he's like, oh no, Lewis, you've been stung? And Lewis is like, no, I've been bit by a person. They're biting now. I should tell you my bee news.
Mm-hmm. I love bee news.
Those bees have fertilized eggs.
Yeah.
So
that's how bees work. And also, it's too late for the world.
It's too late for Paris
and also everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, they do are like, that's not how bees work. And he's like, I don't know, they fucking mutated. At no point is Redwood like...
special bees.
They got space goo in them. Redwood makes a call to Bensington to be like, fuck you, dude. There are going to be bees everywhere. Bensington at this point is like, I need to buy a camera for my end of the world confessional. Lewis dies before he makes the phone call and turns zombie pretty quickly before biting Redwood to death. We cut back to our wraparound where Bensington is like, those were the last words I ever heard Redwood say. And at this point, I'm like, wait a second. You're just imagining what happened at this house. Like, you didn't get reports.
It's like, no, and now I'm gonna super die. So, bye.
Yeah, he does say that the bees spread from there, first to the South Pacific, then to Asia, and then to the rest of the world. How the fuck did the bees get there? You're in the Caribbean, supposedly.
I don't know if we know that we're in the Caribbean. Like, obviously, from looking at it, it's the Caribbean. But this is, does he say the Caribbean, or does he just say an island?
He says San Marino, and he does say the Caribbean.
Like, so. It could just be, like, if it's also, if it's Puerto Rico and also Malibu, and it's also an island, it, yeah, could, it be could be anywhere.
But they but did yeah, if he specify. Says it's
the Caribbean, I miss that.
Yeah. No, it's okay. This implies the bees just, like, flew across all of the Pacific. Yeah, I went,
like, half the way across the world to the South Pacific.
I specifically flew over multiple large land masses to get there.
I did not stop in Mexico. I did not stop. I just went to the South Pacific. I went straight to, what, Hawaii. I went straight to New Zealand.
Philippines.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then literally Bensington is like, if, you know, I don't even fucking remember what he says, but suddenly he screams because I guess bees are there, and then the film is over.
Yeah, I filmed this just in time.
Yeah.
The end.
Turns out the bees were here. Yeah, and that's 1313 giant killer bees. Rose.
Yeah.
How much do you regret this project?
I'm so mad about this. Like, of anything, of any of these fucking movies, besides the kids' movies, which you already know are going to be superior, unfortunately, this one should have been a thing.
Yeah.
Like, there are some CGI bees.
Yeah.
But also, there's, like, yeah, again, it's, like, 20 minutes at the beginning, and, like, a couple minutes in the middle where it's, like, we're a Sharknado, we're gonna be a giant killer bee movie, but then there's 50 minutes of a David Dakota movie in there with men just touching themselves, and I want to kill myself.
Yeah.
Watching it. Why?
Yeah. It's the... that scene at the 20 minute mark, because you're right, the first 20 minutes, yeah, like, it's not great, but it's just like, oh, it's things, like, are happening. Okay,
they're doing things, this is gonna be a thing. And then it's like, it's been only 19 minutes, which is, again, always discouraging. But then now the 19 minutes begins a literal more than 10 minute montage of a guy just laying in a bed
doing nothing
and touching himself, and, like, close-ups of nipples and slow-mos of nipples
and occasional bee vision and doing nothing.
It'll cut it up with bee vision, but it's bee vision of a guy touching himself and a bee not doing any goddamn thing.
No.
And
it is like you're running or something, and then you get clotheslined. Like, it knocks you down, it knocks you out.
Like, it my was time. So discouraging. Like, I was doing great in this marathon, now my time is ruined, so why do I even keep going? Why do I keep going at this point? Like, my stats are fucked.
Yeah.
I got clotheslined by a 12-minute sequence of a guy touching his belly button.
Yeah. Sucks. It sucks. It's such a bad decision. Just keep making the movie you were making.
It's a B movie. Yeah. A B movie. Mm-hmm. Seinfeld, B movie.
Yeah,
B
Seinfeld movie. Is here. He is. The concept. He does spend 15 minutes.
A movie about bees. It's Sharknado with bees. It's Birdemic with bees. Yeah. But also, it's a fucking 1313.
Like, if he made those montages half the length.
This isn't more than, this is literally more than 10 minutes of a guy laying on a bed doing fucking nothing.
Nothing. It is again, very, like, it's not quite the betrayal that the first 1313 movie was, because I feel like, didn't that one go most of an actual movie? And then, like, the last 15 or 20 minutes was.
But this one also starts with promise, and then it's like, fuck you.
I mean, the only reason, like, the only reason this one doesn't hurt as bad is because we've already been hurt the worst way a 1313 movie can hurt us.
We have been hurt. Yes, we have been.
But this is damaged similar.
Beyond repair. But
this is,
this was hard. To, still hard to take. Still very hard similar. To take.
Yeah. Bad.
David, you have the CGI bees. Big bees. Put a big bee in any scene. It's more interesting. So why do you need 12 minutes of this man laying here on an Aztec-themed comforter? Like it hurts me. It would have
been. It would have been stupid, but you know what? Like zoo gift shops, sometimes you can buy hand puppets that are big bees.
Yeah.
What if you had like a like? Because I know CGI is expensive. You can only afford 2 CGI bees.
Yeah. What movie was it? The scene where the boys got touched in the bath. Just put bees.
Put
bee puppets on those hands.
Yeah. I would like that better. Way better.
Much better. Much more interesting than this, which is nothing. Which is no one is interested in this. Not me, not a hypersexual, anybody, not a gay man, not a woman, not anybody. Nobody's interested in this, David. Who is this for? Rapid Heart Productions. Who is this for? Who did you sell this to? Who funded this? Who made this? Nobody. Put it away.
We can use this movie to so, you know, there's the male gaze and the female gaze, and people debate about those. We can use this movie to help us define a new gaze, which is the nap gaze, which is when you just go the fuck to sleep.
Yeah, we don't have to put, you know, saltpeter in juvie food anymore. We just have to show them 1313 killer bees, and their libidos will be quenched, crushed, and destroyed. And we won't have to worry about it anymore.
I do have to say, some props to this movie for having the wandering montage not be in the house. Like, if there had been another one where he just wandered around the house, I prefer wandering montages to touching montages.
Yes.
Because sometimes you see things on the walls. And this one had the good graces to be in a different place. Like, it's still way too long and kills the film dead. But I did see a little, like, historical site sign, and that was fun.
Yeah, I mean, 15 to 20 minutes of this movie is still just touching or wandering, because the shower montage is interspersed with a walking slowly across the
hallway. I think 15 to 20 minutes is being very generous. I think probably, like, 30 to 40 is closer.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, like, 20 minutes at the beginning, and there's, like, 40 minutes probably between the multiple montages in the middle. Yeah, and then you could do that last wandering around montage, just walking up that desert road to house, which we have seen many cars slowly drive up to. Yeah. So, kudos. Kudos for doing that. Else, because it could have been the beach and the ocean and the desert and the forest, which are right outside of the house, as many, many David Dakota movies will be henceforth. I'm excited to see if we get another movie actually set in the Caribbean, where there's a reason for this man to have been in the Caribbean. Because we had the one, you know, the Wicked Stepsister or whatever. What was it called? Where they felt they were at college, quote unquote, and they were definitely just at an apartment building in the Turks and Caicos. I'll be excited to see if we get another one somewhere besides House sometime soon.
Yeah. Well, you know, eventually we're going to get one in quote-unquote ancient Greece.
Yeah. But also, that's at House.
That's just House.
That's at House, Kelly. I don't get anyone, me or the listeners, excited, because it was, prior to embarking on this adventure, the worst movie you had ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just guys posing on a pool at House. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, listen, I'm sure when I rewatch it, it'll still be really fucking bad.
But you've been a nerd to badness.
I'm dead. We'll see. I do love that, like, if anyone's ever like, what's the worst movie you've ever seen? It'd be like, it's just like 15 movies you've never heard of all by the
Let same
me director.
Give you a fucking list. It's 13, 13 this and...
that. Yeah, it's mostly 1313s. Sorry, do you want to listen to my podcast? It's a psychic journey.
Yeah, at least this one. I mean, this one we don't really even see the pool deck at all. Like, the it's not even anachronistic, and don't see it.
No. Someone filming the movie was like, listen, they're supposed to be in the Caribbean. They'll go to that beach. Just show the footage we took of the beach. They're not going to go to the pool. Although, you know, every couple years my dad goes on a vacation to a beach house and he only goes in the pool. He doesn't like the ocean.
I mean, some people don't like it.
It's true. It's sandy, you know. You don't have control of it the way you have control over a pool.
A seaweed might touch you or a fish. It's true.
A jellyfish might sting you. I love the ocean.
A mantis? A warhead?
A warhead?
What are they called?
A hammerhead?
The blue... I don't know.
Oh, a man-o-war.
Yeah, man-o-wars. Yes, those guys.
I mean, you might get hit by a warhead. A submarine could attack. I mean,
World War III is about to happen. You might get hit by a warhead. Let's not talk about it.
But, no. Enjoy your time at the beach.
Enjoy your time at the beach. There's no U-boats, probably. Maybe sharks. Definitely maybe seaweed. Sharks. Saw mostly manatee just at the beach one time. That will irritate your contact lenses. But...
That's true. He also doesn't like getting his head wet. He's like, I would have to wear my glasses. And so, like, what if you get hit by a rogue wave? You might lose your sunglasses in the
Put
ocean.
Put your goggles on, Brian.
He doesn't own goggles.
Get your dad some goggles.
Get goggles, Dad. I'm going to isolate the put your goggles on Brian and just email
send that
it
to him. Yeah. I will never be invited to their house again, but fine.
Hey, they love you. You'll get to come over. He'll just be confused. He'll be like, what? I don't own goggles.
Put your goggles on, Brian!
Next time you come over, he's like, Rose, I gotta say, I listened to the 10-second audio clip Kelly sent me.
You know?
And I don't own goggles.
I visited you in Vero. I've seen your posts about performing at the Shack. That's on the fucking coast. Yeah. Put your goggles on, Brian!
Maybe he'd be like, you know, I don't know if Rose has my phone number, but I guess this can be her ringtone for when she calls me.
I do have your phone number, Brian! I will call you. Tell you to put your goggles on. Go swimming.
Go swim, please, Dad.
I used to hate the ocean.
Make Dad watch Jaws and be like, now you have to go to the beach. You two have to love the ocean.
We have made
shark.
You watch Jaws before, but that's now true. We need to make you love the ocean.
That's right. It's I don't know how to...
Related but separate vision.
We have a blueprint. It is dangerous.
It starts with putting your goggles on. Okay.
It does. Neither of my parents like the ocean.
Oh. I mean, mine don't, especially. My mom definitely doesn't.
No,
she's not a strong swimmer, period. She would go in with me when I was younger because I fucking love to swim and love the ocean.
Yeah.
And my dad, I don't know. I mean, he's a boat man.
True.
But, and he will swim, but I don't know when I've seen him swim last. I guess he would get in the ocean. I don't know. But,
yeah. Yeah, it was definitely go in the ocean with the child who loves the ocean. And now, I mean, dad will go to the beach with me, and he will stand in, like, the shoreline.
Yeah. It's like, we taught our child to crab walk to not get destroyed by waves. Mm-hmm. And that is that all we need? She can just go in the ocean.
Don't fight riptides too much. Someone will come get you, you know.
Yeah, don't go too far.
Shuffle when you walk.
See you. If you are drifting too far to one, you know, direction, we'll be like, oh no, swim parallel. And mm-hmm. that's all you need to know. And the ocean will be fine. As long as you don't get bit by a shark, which who could predict?
No.
No one. It's just gonna, if it's gonna happen, it's
gonna happen. I said that to someone. So the guy who runs book club, he said he was like he doesn't like the ocean because of Jaws. And he's like, what if you get bit by a shark? And I literally said, if I'm gonna get eaten by a shark, if it happens, it happens. Like
it's very unlikely, but there's like, if you're in the ocean, very little you can do about it if a shark decides to go for you.
Yeah. Listen, it'll be up to the shark to decide it doesn't want to eat me. And then it's on me to get back to the land and try not to die.
Yeah,
and
I'll do my best. To not bleed out in the ocean.
Listen, I understand the ocean. I know the contract I make with the ocean when I enter the ocean.
Yeah.
There's no ocean in this movie.
I desire not. No, there's not. I desire not to be stung by jellyfish. Because I have been before, and it's not fun.
Not great.
I desire not to be stung by a man of war, because I have not been, and I understand that it is not real fun. Bad.
Yeah.
I desire not to be bitten by a shark, because could result in my death. Mm-hmm. I desire not to be touched by seaweed, because it's yucky.
It is yucky.
But otherwise, the ocean is fine. It's good, and I like it.
Yeah. I agree.
This movie is not about the ocean.
This movie is not about the ocean.
Neither is the next one.
No, it is not. Is there anything else you would like to say about Giant Killer Bees other than get fucked?
I don't think so. I think you just need to get fucked, Giant Killer Bees. I really, really hate you. I really liked the promise of you, and I really, really hate that you have let me down. Even though I should not have been lifted up, I should not have had expectations. That's on me, but I really, really hate you.
It's hard work in this life to approach things with hope. And it is like, it is a choice we make. And when we make it, we know that we're opening ourselves up to hurt. Like 13, that's why it's
13
hard.
Boys, 13, 13, whatevers, the last 13, 13s we've watched have all been versions of Boys in House. And like, you promised me giant killer bees, and I guess theoretically you deliver giant killer bees, but not the way I wanted.
Not the way I wanted. Anyway, the next one does not appear to be about the ocean.
No.
Next month, we are going to be discussing, not discovering, it exists. We can just
keep our hopes low for next month's.
In the basement for 1313 Haunted Frat.
Yeah, we will have zero expectations. Like, basement, negative 50 expectations. So we can only be uplifted by 1313 Haunted Frat. Read us the splash on.
Will do. This one also ends in a mysterious ellipsis, so that's weird. During spring break, a fraternity built atop the burned ruins of an insane asylum is haunted house. By a sinister visitor. Yeah, definitely house. I mean, the still image is someone in the red shower room.
Yeah, I think we see someone sitting in a chair that is definitely in house.
The poster implies it's a scary lady ghost.
Lady in the water?
Maybe.
I would love it.
What if Bryce Dallas Howard was in a 1313? There was a lady
in the house, the pool at the house. But there never will be. So.
No set of boys will ever be able to save her.
No. No matter how much you work out one side of your body, you...
Yeah, like, every character is just that guy but dumber. Like, we don't have a Paul Giamatti. We don't have a guy writing a book that'll save the world. We don't even have a movie critic to get eaten by scrunts.
Yeah, no stick wolves.
We do not have the CGI for stick wolves. So, yeah. Haunted frat.
Frat.
Oh boy.
Yeah, basically a witch house without the fun of without saying witch fun. House.
Without the witch. I'm going to look. How far are we through this 13-13 gauntlet? I'm
not sure
I'm
going to be upset. Far enough. Yeah, you're going to be upset because it's been like, what, 4 or 5? And there's definitely like 8 or 9 to go.
We've done 5.
Uh-huh.
There are 8 to go.
There are 8 to go.
Sorry, there are 9. There's one after a long break for some reason.
Yeah, I knew it was more than a year's worth.
Yeah. we're gonna have another, well, okay, we gotta do 3 more and then we get another break for Snow White, A Deadly Summer, whatever that is.
Assuming that is somewhere we can watch it, that'll be a delight.
Yeah. Anyway, until next time, until you haunt a frat.
Till we fucking haunt a frat that is in a house in Malibu.
Make good choices.
Oh, God. Please make better choices than we have.
True. Please make better choices than us, and make better choices than the boys in Haunted Frat. It's spring break. Go somewhere. Go
somewhere.
You guys should get fucked up by a ghost on non-spring break weeks.
Go
you
to Puerto there. Rico.
Please. Go. There's a nice fort there.
For us and for you. Yeah, you can get some culture and also some different vibes. Yeah. Some less cursed vibes.
At least at the moment, Snow White, A Deadly Summer is on Tubi.
Okay.
Aaron Roberts is in it.
We'll just cross our fingers for the next 3 months that it's...
That's right. Wow, the one after Haunted Frat is going to be our first 13-13 rewatch.
Oh, which one?
Bigfoot Island.
Bigfoot Island! No boys in the same scene. Nope. Can't wait. No honestly, people, a treat. Yeah. Love it.
The bizarre structural setup of that one.
Yeah, will this be the first like appearance of cabin instead of house?
Maybe. Exciting.
Lots of running trails. Lots mm-hmm. of terrain. Different Canoe. Than what we've seen so far, even though we have seen it before.
Yeah.
Honestly, great. Can't wait.
That's right. Something to look forward to.
Great change of pace, even though it's one we've been poisoned by before.
That's right. Literally one of the movies I watched that weekend with you, and I'm like, I think I'm stupider now.
Yeah, I think I ruined your life.
It's fine. We did it together.
Yeah, well, I'm never going to stop ruining your life.
Good, so I'm glad. I don't want you to stop.